Snowfender, you're up.
I'm gonna be a mighty king, so enemies beware. I'm gonna be the main event, like no king was before. I'm brushing up, I'm looking down, I'm working on my roar. Oh, I just can't wait to be king. No one's saying do this, no one's saying be there, no one's saying stop that, no one's saying see here. Free to run around all day, free to do it all my way. Kings don't need advice from little hornbills for a start. Oh, I just can't wait to be king.
And that was Snowfender with I Just Can't Wait to Be King. I'm first this time. I liked it. It was really cute and the emotion was great because it was very happy. And I want to applaud you for actually like taking the song. So we heard the song in the last episode and someone did it and it was extremely short. And you did what they should have done and you kind of extended it. However, and actually hearing it extended, I don't know if this is a good song to sing for audition guys, because it feels disjointed without the Zazu parts in there.
Yeah,
it's kind of like stopping and starting and stopping and starting. I think if you're not going to do the Zazu parts, you really should pick another song, because I mean, this was good Snowfender, but I kind of wanted to hear something with more singing, because since you were starting and stopping the Simba lines, there was no like fluidity to it. It would just stop and go and stop and go and stop and go. And I wanted to hear something that was more all in one through line together. I mean, I like your voice. I liked the tone. It had good emotion, but I just don't think this is a good song choice to go with.
Okay.
And on to you, Jeffrey.
Snowfender. I don't know. Maybe it's a curse of this song. Like, whenever anyone auditions with it, it's not quite there. But I don't know. Snowfender, I like this song. Well, Never mind. I thought I thought you sang it pretty good. Like, I like the energy. It was really cute. It was happy, as Dylan says. It sounds like you're smiling when you're singing. I put down your roar. Needed more roar. It sounded kind of like a squeak instead of a big, nice roar. It was like, but other than that, I thought it was pretty good. I liked it. I think
bring
my critique
out your inner
bad
kitty.
Today.
Wrong scene in the movie.
I just can't wait to be a queen. That's why it's not a king.
Oh, that was.
See, at least Selena humbles me and
Selena,
laughs at
what
my.
Did you...
At least she's laughing at my bad jokes. I'm just like, oh my god.
I'm amused.
No, I'm just I'm like amused. Epic fail Jeffers.
I'm trying here. It's not easy being funny.
You're amusing me at least.
Okay,
so it's my turn. It was a good energy, good performance. I have no Zazu, unhappy smiley face. I hate when people skip characters in a song and you get these pauses or silences. It's like dug in up. He talks, silence, or something like that. I have to agree, I don't think it's a good audition song. I mean, I think you have a good chance if you don't make it tonight, if you just pick a different song, you should be okay. But yeah, I just don't like the fact that sing, pause. I have problems with that. But it was good energy, good performance, and that's all I have.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we're done.
And done.
Done.
Proudly representing Team PMS, here's Maddie.
Cruella de Vil, Cruella de Vil. If she doesn't scare, you know evil thing will. She's like a spider waiting for the kill. Look out for Cruella de Vil. At first You come to realize you've seen her kind of eyes watching you from underneath a rock. Yeah, this vampire bat, this inhuman beast, she ought to be locked up and never released. The world was such a wholesome place until Cruella, Cruella de Vil.
So that was Maddie with Cruella de Vil. And she does it better than me. So
that was sexy right there.
That's
for
right.
Both of you. Both Lala. Maddie and you, Jeffers.
Thank you. So, Maddie, my first comment is Maddie in caps with an exclamation point. And then my my next point is song I like. It was... Okay, I'm coming for dinner. Go away. For like a minute. Sorry, Moon.
We're keeping this in here.
I know.
I try not to snort.
Confused, Alina. I think this is your part that you're going to be saying.
Oh, boy. Anyway, back to Maddie. I can't give a good critique. Maddie.
Take a breather. It's okay. Breathe.
Maddie, yeah. I thought this was a really good song choice for you. You have a nice, really jazzy, strong lower voice, and I think this song, you really took advantage of it. I really liked it. You had good levels, you had a good tone, you had good energy. You really performed the song well. I have nothing negative to say. So, Zelina, what about you?
I love this song. It's not a choice that I usually hear, and it makes me really happy.
Yeah, I was really happy she sang this, too.
Yeah, it's not a common choice, and I really love that about this song. My first comment is hell yeah, because I just love this song. I love the jazzy take on it. It's not the Dr. John version, which is also popular, and it's your own take. You made it your own, and I love that about it. So nothing but good things for my part. Ambie?
Nothing but good things here, too. I have yes in all caps with one exclamation point. Not as many as Dylan and Rochelle got the other night, which, but still... Wow. I have good pick for you. Score with another exclamation point. I really liked, you did like these little extra jazzy little runs on a couple of the notes,
right.
Which I loved about it. And you had this, like, it's a villain song. In fact, is this the first villain song we've heard in auditions? Like, think of?
I think so.
I think so too.
Pretty sure this is the first one. And you really did have that kind of, like, evilness to it, but you had, like, almost like a little, like, seductive, sexy little evil going on, which I liked, because Cruella, even though, you know, in the movie she's rather hideous, she thinks she's hot, poopy, because I can't say the other word, because that's a naughty word to say.
On a competition.
This is a Disney competition. I don't want to have to add that bleep sound effect like I did the other day again.
Okay.
That was awesome.
As a disclaimer to anyone who listened to episode one, I did not say anything incredibly awful.
And for me too.
Funny. I like it now.
I have two disclaimers. I was not drunk. And yes, I pre-wrote my introduction because I thought we were doing our pre-written ones that we had in Skype.
Well, we were supposed to, but I was just... lazy and I forgot, so
yeah, now I felt the most rehearsed out of all of us for that. Okay, we're sorry, Maddie.
But still, this was good job. I think it's safe to say at this point best of the night so far.
Best of the night.
So far, definitely. And
oh,
I'm
done?
Done gushing.
Okay, please excuse me before I get yelled at again. I'm done.
Done.
Coming up next is Tiana Shi, Take Two.
Unbelievable sights, indescribable feeling, soaring, tumbling, freewheeling through an endless diamond sky, a whole new world, 100,000 thousand things to see. I'm like a shooting star, I've come so far. I can't go back to where I used to be. Every turn a surprise, every moment red letter. I'll chase them anywhere, there's time to spare. Let me share this whole new world with you. A whole new world, that's where we'll be. A wondrous place for you and me.
Okay, that was... okay.
Take two.
Take two. Okay, enough of the typing. All right, that was Tiana Shide.
She.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tiana Shide.
I found that out. It's really she. Like,
thanks for letting me know ahead of time.
Oh, well.
Just throw her right into the
in
flames.
All fairness, we will not edit this out.
Thanks, Jeff.
Out of all of my goofs, for once, it's not me.
Thanks, Jeff. Okay, that was Tiana with her second try singing Whole New World. I felt the song, when I first... my first note was it felt a little breathy, and then my next note is a bit pitchy on first Whole New World. Shooting Star also was a little pitchy. The higher notes overall were pitchy for me. Surprise sounded really off for me. The second to last Whole New World sounded off. I don't think this is a good song choice for you because it sounds a little out of range for you. Like, higher notes aren't good for you, but lower notes are. And I should remind people, your original song was Small World. I think you had better energy tonight than you did yesterday's or last... oh, I'm sorry, last episode's. But yeah, I think this wasn't a great choice for you because of the range of the song. And that's all I have for now.
All right, and then it's my turn. Yeah, I have Out of Range on here as well. It just sounded like you were struggling to hit some of the notes sometimes because they were just a little too high for you. It sounded like you were an alto trying to sing soprano, but it was clear that you're an alto. So you really shouldn't try and strain yourself like that, because not only does it not the end result not turn out good, but that can actually hurt your voice if you strain yourself too much. And that's no good. That's no good, because I can tell you have a good voice in there somewhere. You just need to find the right zone for it to be in. Was it just me, or do you think that these were a little like that noise reduction quality that you get? Like, it was a little like when you sometimes
robotic?
Do a noise reduction. Yeah, like you weren't robotic, but the quality behind the actual singing, there was like almost like a little bit of a like technological thing in there. Like the quality of it was a little awkward. Like, it's hard to describe the sound quality of something that's been noise reduced, but I think I heard it here. And I also, and I know that these two probably didn't hear it because I actually had to go back and re-listen. Unless Jeffers is laughing because he did hear it. But at the end, I swore I heard Tinkerbell twinkling at the very, 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 very end. Did you guys hear that too?
No, I'm just laughing at you because I have
something.
No idea what you're talking about.
I had to go back and re-listen. Yeah, it was like, I think, because then the whole time I was asking myself, I think she's singing along with music, but it's low enough, like it's in her headphones that I can't hear it. I think she was singing along with one of those, like I've seen them on YouTube where they have like, sing along with your favorite princess. And there's like little twinkling, like the little twinkling noises. And I think that's right. What I heard, but I definitely heard a little twinkling at the end there. And I was just kind of like, what? And I had to actually go back and re-listen to the ending to make sure that I wasn't going insane with myself. But I was not insane. I know I heard it. I know I did.
Okay.
You're not insane. You're not insane.
I really don't know what kind of song to suggest for you with this, because I don't know.
Can I say something real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
If you're an alto, please don't. I don't think you should sing anything by Lea Salonga for the most part.
Oh yeah, Leah Salonga is soprano as soprano as they come. Yeah. Yeah. She's psycho.
I'm thinking
soprano.
Of a good alto song because she has a really nice lower range. I just can't place one right now.
The only alto song I can think of is "She's a Tramp," but that's so like.
That's
very jazzy.
That's really alto. What about? I mean, Maddie might have done it tonight, but I mean, Cruella De Vil.
Yeah, that's an alto.
Or you could do "Streets of Gold" from Oliver. That's alto too, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Just something a little bit lower. Don't go like. Do not send in like a something Cinderella next because that's going to be way too. You've done the higher range. We want to hear you something a little lower. And you still have one more try, and then you will still have the second chance if you don't get through tonight.
Correct.
Yeah. So, Jeffers, do you have anything to say?
Yeah, I was wondering if you were going to remember me, but
I remembered you!
Too bad this didn't come right after Captain Squad of Zero. That would have just been perfect, you know, the whole perfect duet. I think... I really am the Paula tonight. I think I liked it a little bit better than they... Well, I mean, it was still a little off, but I didn't think it was nearly as awful as they thought it was.
I didn't think it was awful.
It just sounded out of range.
I think I liked it better than your first audition. I liked the song choice a little bit better. It was a bit out of range at times, but I think it was better than I think you could have done a lot worse, I guess. But
you're improving.
Yeah, you're improving, and that's good. Because improving is very, it'll keep you around very long in the competition. Because if you show improvement, then it's better than someone who just kind of sticks around at the same level. But
they're just sailing through.
Yeah. And the other thing I wanted to mention was that towards the end, when you were kind of like, you know, at the end of A Whole New World, where it's alternating between Aladdin and Jasmine, like it's like a whole new. I don't know. I can't remember the words right now, but you know, they
back
take
and
turns
forth, yeah.
Singing.
A whole new world, a whole new world. That's where I'll be. That's
yeah,
where I'll
yeah,
be.
That part. It was. I felt like you did it nicely. Like it didn't sound cut and choppy like Snowfender's audition. It kind of sounded a lot more smooth out, despite having that missing line in there.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's all I have to say.
Yeah, for the most part with that, because it wasn't as... This is a good example of a song that can survive with taking out the other person.
Mm-hmm.
Because it definitely was much more fluid than taking out Zazu in I Just Can't Wait to Be King.
Mm-hmm. I'm done.
I think it works for slower songs.
Yeah, maybe it's just that the other
maybe.
One was fast.
Right.
Perhaps. Do you have anything else to say?
Nope.
I'm good too.
I'm done.
Xerxes, round two. Go get 'em.
Look at this stuff. Isn't it neat? Wouldn't you think my collection's complete? Wouldn't you think I'm the girl who has everything? Look at this trove, treasures untold. How many wonders can one cavern hold? Looking around here, you'd think, sure, she's got everything. I've got gadgets and gizmos aplenty. I've got who's-its and what's-its galore. You want thingamabobs? I've got 20. But who cares? No big deal. I want more. I want to be the people are. I want to see them dancing, walking around on those, what are they called? Feet. Flipping your fins, you don't get too far. Legs are required for jumping, dancing, strolling along down a, what's that word? Street. Up where they walk, up where they run, up where they stay all day in the sun, wandering free. Wish I could be part of that world.
That was Xerxes. That was her second try. I'm, again, really happy that so many people are sending in their second tries, like, right off the bat. Like, you were in episode one and you made it in for episode two. That's impressive. I liked this. I thought that some of your notes were a little short, like staccato, like you were just really tight with it, and it doesn't work as much for this song, but I liked your voice last episode. I still like your voice this episode. Your emotion was better this time, I think, but I felt like it was like teeter-tottering around. Like one moment I was like, oh my god, the emotion is so spot on, and then the next moment I was like, wow, the emotion's really, I don't believe it at all. Like it was going back and forth between the two pretty much the whole song. And I don't know, and you're, when you were doing like your asides with like the, what's that word again, you were way too, I couldn't even hear what you were doing.
Really,
it was like
quiet.
You stopped.
Oh,
actually, it was really, I heard nothing. I heard like, what's that word again? Like really soft, like you were actually whispering. It's more of a side thought than a whisper with it. But I liked the way you said, I've got 20. I don't remember exactly how you said it, but it was like you had 20 things, and they were the most like precious, shiny 20 things in the whole wide ocean. You were like, I've got 20, and it was, well, it wasn't exactly like that, but that's the kind of feeling I got from it.
It sounded like Gollum right there.
Like, precious, cute. Precious thingamabobs. I'm turning it over to Jeffers before I embarrass myself anymore.
Yeah, I agree. It sounded kind of staccato. You should have, because this song is kind of slow. You need to hold your notes a little bit longer, because I came off with the idea that it sounded kind of choppy and maybe rushed. Even though you may not have rushed it, it just kind of felt that way because the pacing was so fast when the song is usually a slower song. But I generally liked it. I think when you went into the up where they walk, up where they run, it got a little pitchy at times. But other than that, it was good.
My turn?
Yes.
Yep.
Did it peak for y'all in some parts? Because I have, my first note was peaking, and I don't know where exactly in the song I might have heard that.
It got a little close at times, but never so much that I actually had to like take note of it. Because like sometimes when something peaks, it peaks. So it might have gotten like near that little point of towards peaking. Maybe your volume's a little higher than ours is.
Yeah, because mine was like really low. I had to turn it, crank it up for this audition. That's why.
Yeah, I'm just deaf in general, so I have my volume up really loud. I'm sorry. I have to agree. I did like the I got 20. That's my second note. When you sang dancing, I think that's one that's held long. It sounded off for me. You did sound like Ariel in some parts, and that kind of made me happy.
Yeah.
Singing wise, I think the intro, because it was actually not staccato as the rest of the song. I think this was a better song than yesterday's. You sang the Tarzan song yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, she did.
Yeah, she did.
Oh, so wow, this was.
Yeah.
I didn't even recognize her.
It's like two completely different.
Yeah, you sounded
yesterday
so
was
different.
So like. Yeah, which I like that you can, that you've shown us that you can be versatile. I like that about you.
Yeah, because.
And I think this was a better choice for her too. I mean, I liked her in the low range, but I think she sounded a lot better in this song.
Agree.
And that's all I have.
So good job, Dirksies.
Good job, Dirksies.
We done?
I'm done.
I think we are done.
Done.
Next up is the one and only bearded man himself. You guessed it, it's Russ.
Cruella de Vil, Cruella de Vil. If she doesn't scare you, no evil thing will. To see her is to take a sudden chill. Cruella, Cruella de Vil. The curl of her lips, the ice in her stare. All innocent children had better beware. She's like a spider waiting for the kill. Look out for Cruella de Vil.
Okay, so that was Russ. And
that was lots of S's on that.
Russ.
Like snakes and such.
this is really bad making me go first, because I never know what to say whenever Russ sings, so Pardon me.
It just happened like this. We swear.
Just like Dylan.
Just like Dylan did on the last one.
Yeah, that's true. Russ, I didn't expect that. I didn't expect this song at all coming from you. It was.
Do you want to pass, Jeffers?
It was alright. let's see. You had really good vibrato control, I think. Yeah, I like that part, and I like the kind of jazzy spin you put on it, which is kind of like what Maddie did, so I like that too. Yeah, I'm at a loss for words here. Yeah.
Go, Zelina, go!
Go, see?
Alright, okay.
Run with it!
Alright. Oh god. Okay, again, I put Hell Yeah, because I just love this song. This is a different take from Maddie's, and I know I said this is a really rare song choice in general, so hearing it twice in the same episode is just very awesome for me. This felt closer to the original, while Maddie's was closer to the Dr. John jazz version. I have to say, I love the fact that your voice is very Javert or Valjean from Les Miserables. I love the voice and the tone of that. And I think it kind of worked with your interpretation of that song. I really love the baritone voice. My only nitpick is on the Cruella de Vil. I think it was the first Cruella should have been a little long because it was a little too staccato for my liking. But that might be a personal opinion. But yeah, I liked it. I mean, it was different from Maddie's. It was more to the original. It sounded cartoony, but I think it worked. It was still evil sounding. So I liked it. All right. And Andy.
Passing. I have that this made me giggle because I really didn't expect to hear this from you. I was expecting to hear, like, you know, that song that Jafar sings, that like reprise of Prince Ali or something like that, or like or like Frollo or something like that from you, because I've heard you do Frollo before. And then you come out with Cruella de Vil, and I'm like, whoa, where'd this come from, Russ? And two on the same night. There was a couple of things that I really liked that you did here. Like, I wrote down stare and beware. Like, you did this like really kind of neat jazzy little run thing on stare and beware. Like, I can't do it now because I'm not, like, I don't have that deep voice that you do.
I can try and do it, but I'm going to fail miserably because I can't do it very well. It was like stare or something like that.
That sounded more like Cher doing it.
Cher.
Oh, I'm getting a little loopy and it's really early compared to how late I usually stay up. Only a couple more to go. I liked it. I enjoyed it. I think it was one of the better performances of the night because I thought it was really well.
Yeah.
Like, it was, I thought it was really well performed. It's not my favorite I've ever heard you do, but I thought it was really well performed for the night.
And good for giggles.
And good for giggles. I have giggle here. I have two on the same night good and giggle I have written down. So, yeah, I don't really have much more to say.
Me neither.
Me neither.
I didn't really have much to say in general, but
Jeff,
shame on you.
I liked it, Russ. I'll say that. I liked it.
We done then?
Yep, we're done.